name is John Tomata, and thank you again for allowing me to give the message this morning here at Faith Church. I always appreciate the opportunity, and it's always a blessing for me, and I hope it is a blessing for you. This morning, I'd like to share with you from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. On Fridays at 5 p.m., when you're about to finish, or as a clock winds down to 5 p.m. and you're thinking to yourself, do you ever think to yourself that, you know what, there's so much work that I still need to finish. There's one more call that I need to make. There's one more email that I need to send. Maybe you don't just feel about that on Friday, but maybe you're thinking in the future, like, you know, I feel like even if I had another month or months, I don't think I'd ever finish all this work that I have to finish. I think we can think of work also in our homes. I think we can sometimes feel that, you know, when can I train my children completely? When will the work with my children and their upbringing and their training from you know, potty training to saying thank you to doing their homework, when will all that work be completely done? I think we all have a sense and we all have a need for things to be completed, for things to have a sense of peace, a sense of wholeness. And I think this is true with the idea of heaven and, you know, and the promises of end times and or in the future, promises in the future. And so that's why I want to look at Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. There's a promise in these verses, in verse 6, specifically about the promise of completion, a completed work. So let me read it. This is a letter by the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to the church in Philippi. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but these verses are a great comfort to me today, and they have been a great comfort to me these past days, both as an employee and also as a father. You know, Paul is writing from prison. You know, Philippians is known as a prison epistle or a prison letter, and Paul was in prison, and he had limited mobility. He had limited interaction with people, and you could say that, you know, Paul was in similar circumstances as those that we are in right now during this COVID-19 circumstances, where we're isolated and we're also not able to engage with others. And at many times, or maybe sometimes, we feel that this mandatory social isolation is a form of imprisonment. And so Paul, despite all of these circumstances, despite physical limitations, still encourages the Philippian church in their circumstances. And as we look into this passage, we must remember the context of the Apostle Paul. We must remember that, you know, that life is difficult, and they weren't perfect for those who accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that in life, we seek for that completion. I believe Paul definitely wanted to have more completion in his ministry. And he says that in the letter also. In the book of Philippians, Paul also talks about the hypostatic union, the divinity of Christ, simultaneously the humanity of Christ. Later on in chapter 4, it talks about reconciliation between two church members and being content in all circumstances. So the message today, I hope that you come away with that Christ will complete the good work that is in us and the good work that is happening around the world, the good work that comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd like us to focus now on verse 5. Verse 5, it says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, Paul is very thankful because of the Philippian church's partnership. Interestingly, in the original language, the root word is koinonia. And if you're not familiar with that term, it's synonymous with the church. In some translations, that word, that root word, is translated as church. So it's a type of a community. That's another translation for it. A fellowship. That's another translation. And also a partnership. So it's very interesting that the translators used the word partnership. I think for any work that we want to see happen, we always want a sense of partnership. I know in raising children, Lisa has been a great spouse to raise children with. She knows the children so well. We talk about the children as to how they're progressing, how they're moving forward, how they're growing. And she just is able to know them so well. And, anything worthwhile, it needs to be done, I believe, in partnership, in fellowship, in community. And looking forward, I do pray that, the physical meeting of the church, I know we all look forward to that. I know there's, there's hesitation as well. But overall, we seek to have fellowship with one another physically as a body of church, faith church. So koinonia, partnership. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, there's a commentary regarding this passage, and what does it refer to? What is Paul talking to the Philippian church regarding? Now, what partnership are they part of, or how are they partners together? And so one commentary indicated that basically Paul was reminding reminding the Philippian church that they are partners with him, not only in the gospel, but financially as well. The Philippian church had been supporting Paul in his missionary journey, and that tangible partnership is through financial means. So partnership. So Paul is thankful since is caused by the partnership that he has with the Philippian church. And what's really great about this work that we see is that it's in the gospel. Verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel, the good news. Now, we always, or at least we should ask ourselves the question, why am I working? We should have convictions as to what am I working for? And the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, that God is righteous, man is sinner, Jesus is Savior, and the trust and belief in that good news is able to save and also to change lives, is a great work, is something worth believing in and having a conviction in, and something that is worth partnering with each other, and something that is worth accomplishing and moving towards. So, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, Paul again just reminds them that there was a start to the gospel, and that start continues on even to this day. And what's really great is that verse 5 and verse 6, they complement each other very well. It shows in verse 5 the action of the church. In verse 6, it shows the completed action, or the holistic action of Jesus Christ, even from the beginning. And it's such a great view that this work that is worth pursuing, this work that we seek that to be completed, has a beginning, has a partnership, and is being completed by Christ. You know, in verse 6, it starts off as, "And I am sure of this." And I am sure of this. Another way to translate it is, "I'm convinced," I'm certain. Something that we bring conviction to or towards. And, you know, recently Lisa has begun trading stocks on Ameritrade. And, you know, a lot of questions are like, you know, I wonder if I should buy this stock, buy that stock. You know, you wonder, you know, to yourself, what really is valuable? What should we really value? What has eternal value, or what is the truth? And it's more than just a theoretical question that we need to ask, but it's something that we need to convince ourselves and practice. What are those convictions what is the type of work, what is the type of belief that we should be convinced of? I'm not encouraging anyone to go into stocks and bonds. That's probably that's not the conviction that I want to encourage. But we do need to make decisions about our lives. And what are we willing to live for? You know, as I really am encouraged by the many missionaries that have gone through Faith Church. They have had many convictions, and I admire their conviction to take a step of faith and to come to Guam or out here in the Marianas to translate, to do various missions ministries. And it is their conviction that drives them to do missionary work. And that is such a great comfort that they have that conviction regarding the gospel, that the gospel does need to spread, and the gospel is worth that effort and worth that sacrifice, basically. They have sacrificed a lot to come here, to be here, and to act upon their convictions. So, again, it says here that I am sure of this, that he who began a good work will bring it to completion. What's really interesting about this section is that he who began. So he who began is in the original language, it has that nuance of or that idea that he who began is the subject of verse 6. So the subject of verse 6 is that person who began a good work. So it describes the person. And it also says that that's the subject of this passage. So what's really great is that, you know, he who began is holistic. The one who began everything, the one who started everything, the one who initiated everything, is the one who will bring it to completion. And again, as a business illustration, you know, it's important who you hire and for the work that you want them to do. You know, it's really important that that the qualifications of the person meet the standard in which a work needs to be completed. I still, you know, remember interviewing people. You know, ask them a standard of questions. You're saying, you're asking them about, you know, how, if they were to do this, if they were to experience this, how would they react? Or can you tell me an instance about work? And it was really an interesting engagement, you know, meeting somebody for the first time and getting to know their name and their background. So finding the right person is can be quite enjoyable. You know, you just meet a lot of great new people. Of course, I'm not saying that Christ is someone that we're vetting, but the point is that the completed work, it needs to be divine. The internal work, the external work, the gravity and the depth of the gospel is only matched and can only be met by someone who is divine, Jesus Christ himself. And the longevity of the and the power needed for change is only completed because of the power and the eternal presence of Christ. So when we see this, it says, "It is right for me to feel," verse 6, "I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion." Again, you know, we should ask ourselves, is the work I am doing good? Is the work worth something that I should invest my life in, that I should partner myself, that I should be a partner in? So I think work is something that, good work is something that we should strive for. And honestly, it has to be connected to gospel work. Verse 5 and verse 6, it says that, you know, the partnership in the gospel. And then verse 5, partnership in the gospel. And then verse 6, it says, he who began a good work. So it's not hard to see the similarities or the connection between the good news of Jesus Christ and the good work that needs to continue. For us, I think we need to always look for, find in, seek and pray through how the gospel of Jesus Christ is working in our present work. And of course, I'm not just talking about traditional, you know, 8-to-5 work. You know, yes, that's important. We do need to think through that. Even in sales, how does, when we sell a product, or when we provide a service, or when you even provide a public service, how is that connected to the character of Jesus Christ? You know, how does the idea of the image of God being born or being represented by all individuals, how is that manifested in our work daily? How does mercy, how does goodness, how does the Trinity and fellowship impact the way that we work and impact the way that we conduct sales? Sales should not just be, you know, about my benefit only, but really the benefit of the customer, and legitimate benefit, not something that should be manipulative, and not something that should be done so that we can gain the most revenue alone as being the only indicator. So we must strive for good work. We must strive for gospel work. Because this type of work will be brought to completion by Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ that was brought, that was started, will be completed by Christ. Again, in the very beginning of the message, we're always thinking, you know, when will the work be done? When will the training up of my child be done? You know, they're so fragile, or you know, sometimes they're so naive, and they need so much care. Lord, I know that the Lord loves our children more than we do. And it is great to have that hope and that understanding, the conviction that I am sure of this, that the best thing to give our children is the gospel. Because the gospel is something that Christ will complete. It is something that Christ, that is something that we partner with Christ to help grow. Again, verse 6, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And so, the completion of the work is something that will happen in the future. You know, it's a hope that is not yet. It is a hope that will come in the future. And that it is not now. I know we long for things to be completed now. I know that we long for no suffering. We long for just comfort to happen now. But it will take time, and it will all happen when the day of Jesus Christ. It's future tense. That means it's not yet happened, but it's also this idea and that conviction that it will be completed. It's not just a hope, it's an assurance that Christ will complete the work. I think one of the best attributes of a good worker is that they complete the task. Whatever the task you give them, they will complete it. If they're faithful in the small, of course they will be faithful in the larger things or the bigger things. And so, what should we do? What should Faith Church's response be regarding this message? Regarding the needed partnership, regarding the good work that will be brought to completion. I think there's at least two or three. One, that we should be thankful, like Paul was thankful in verse 3. In verse 4, we should be prayerful. And then verse 5, we should partner in the gospel. Jeff mentioned that there's a pastoral search committee that's going to be meeting more frequently. And you know, Faith Church has been here for a long time. Still remember Pastor Neil, and you know, it can be a little, disheartening, or it's a little discouraging that you have to look for another pastor. But I just want to encourage you with God's word, that the gospel work is a partnership. And that the gospel work is going to be completed, not necessarily by us, but by Christ himself. And Faith Church has been impactful to the community at large. I know Pastor Neil, Pastor Neil made a big impact with the 5K with the running on Guam. I felt like after nobody came to the 5Ks or to the running, but after a while it was really popular. And even now some runners are complaining that it's too large, it's too popular. And I think it's part of bringing shalom or goodness into the community. And that was something that Pastor Neil helped to introduce, encourage, and develop while he was here on Guam. So, those on the committee and those new church, Faith Church, I want you to be encouraged that you need to continue to partner with Christ and with each other regarding the gospel work that is yet to be completed. The day of Jesus Christ has not yet come, and we need to take the steps of faith. You need to take the steps of faith to in the pastoral search and committee. And while doing that, still being faithful to grow the gospel with each other and with the children and anyone and anyone else that the church interacts with or engages with. As you work, make sure that the gospel is in your work and there is partnership there. Elders are called to pray. Pray and teach. And so I pray, I need to pray more. I pray that the elders would be faithful in prayer in the search committee as well. And lastly, I pray that you would be thankful. Paul was thankful despite his circumstances. And we should be thankful because in each and every one's lives, or who's listening to this, the gospel is still working in you. You're here, you're listening to this. That means that Christ's work is not yet complete in your life. And that Christ still wants you to partner with Him for the expansion of the good news and in any way that you can. And so I pray that you would be encouraged by these words. And I'm sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Let me pray. Father God, we come before you. I just thank you again for the opportunity to share your word. I pray, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified, and that I pray, Lord, for the search committee and the pastoral search committee, that you would grant them wisdom and also discernment as they seek to make the best decisions moving forward for the church. Lord, I pray that as the church plans to meet again, that you would provide again discernment and wisdom. There's so many comments and ideas. I pray, Lord, that you grant the elders wisdom regarding the opening up of Faith Church. Lord, again, I thank you so much for your word, and no matter how often we've read it, it still continues to impact us. May you complete the work in us, and may we partner with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.